It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Monday, April 1st. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. The Floyd County EMS Advisory Council still wants to put an EMS tax levy vote up for special election September 10th. The tax levy would generate funding for emergency medical services providers in the county and possibly a public ambulance service, perhaps raising as much as around $775,000 a year. The council says a special election gives the measure the best chance for passage. But last week, Floyd County supervisors countered that the general election in November will mean more voters will be in on making the decision. After the EMS Council met Thursday night, Council Chair Patrick Lumley says they still feel strongly about a special election.
We did not change our recommendation. Our recommendation still stands that we view the EMS tax levy as a very important issue, and it should stand alone on the ballot in September. So we understand from the voting public how they feel about EMS countywide and not to be detracted with the ballot in November.
Lumley acknowledges that the call ultimately is not up to the EMS Council.
We do need an answer. We felt very strongly that this deserves to be separated from the general election, though it is the Board of Supervisors' final determination which election it will go on.
Regardless of a September or November vote, Lumley says the EMS tax levy is vital to the future of ambulance service in Floyd County, whether it's a public service or private service, which the county and the city of Charles City has with AMR Ambulance currently. They also have to jointly subsidize AMR's operating costs.
The average voter says, oh, you're going to tax me for $776,000 every year, and that is absolutely not true. That is the up to max amount. So year one and year two of a public ambulance service, we may need that $776,000, but years four and five, and now we may need $300,000 or $400,000. I mean, if we're paying the current AMR contract, we're at $400,000, so we would only generate enough money to pay that contract for the fiscal year.
Lumley says startup costs for a municipal ambulance service are currently estimated at over $1.2 million. The EMS tax levy would require a 60% supermajority vote to pass. The Chickasaw County Board of Supervisors held a public hearing last week on the county's proposed property tax rate for the 2024-25 fiscal year. The board, including Supervisor Jacob Hackman, also used the session as an opportunity to explain how taxes work and how the county fits into the equation.
I think we're trying to educate the public and stating that we control a piece of the pie, yes, but we don't control the whole check that you write to Chickasaw County.
As proposed, the countywide tax rate would rise from about $5.17 per $100,000 of taxed assessed valuation to about $6.22. Hackman has noted that the county must address the cost of doing business, noting increases in wages and health insurance premiums. Citizen Jeremy McGrath said he understands those needs, but questioned the path supervisors took.
And just to be clear, I do think the county should provide adequate benefits to the employees. I'm just concerned the fact that the decision was made before we knew how we were going to pay for it.
Another audience member voiced discontent with the county's expenditures as a whole.
Is do you on the board know who employed you? Because when I look at the things that you've been doing lately, I don't think you're working on the interests of the taxpayer.
No action could be taken by supervisors during the public hearing, but they could still lower the property tax rate before finalizing the 24-25 budget. The Charles City and New Hampton City Councils will hold public hearings tonight on their respective proposed property tax levy rates for the 2024-25 fiscal year. Charles City's hearing begins at 6 p.m. at City Hall. City Administrator Steve Deer says the general fund tax levy rate will see a dip.
For the city, we have an 810 general fund levy rate limit. We had 810 there. And then we had additional levies. One was called the emergency levy, which was 27 cents. And then you had the library levy, which is 27 cents. Those all have been combined into one levy rate. And so last year, we had all three of those combined. It was $8.64. This year, it's going to be $8.39.
That will also mean a decrease in the total tax levy rate for the city's overall budget,
which is going to be $15.96, which is 54 cents less than last year. So it's nice to be able to see that number go down a little bit.
Following the public hearing, the City Council meets in regular session at 6:15. The New Hampton City Council public hearing for the 24-25 fiscal year property tax levy rate begins at 7 p.m. at City Hall, with the regular council meeting to follow at 7:15. Candidates looking to replace retiring Charles City School Superintendent Ann Lundquist could be revealed in a week. In February, Lundquist announced she will retire at the end of the current school year, June 30th. She came out of retirement in April of 2022 when she was named interim superintendent, filling the vacancy created when former Superintendent Mike Fisher resigned to take the same position with the Oskaloosa School District. Lundquist has held the position ever since. The school district has contracted with the Des Moines firm McPherson & Jacobson to assist with the search for Lundquist's replacement. The deadline for candidates to apply is this Sunday, April 7th. School Board President David Schroat says the lead recruiter, Stephen Murley, has been happy with the response thus far, although the number of applicants is not known. The candidate pool is expected to be presented at the next scheduled board meeting, which is next Monday night, April 8th, along with the results of an online survey of school district stakeholders. That survey is now closed. The new Charles City superintendent will start July 1st. A Cresco woman accused of setting her business in northeast Iowa on fire has been sentenced to prison for passing bad checks in southeast Minnesota. The Fillmore County Sheriff's Office received a complaint in December 2021 that 44-year-old Mindy Jones had written four bad checks for merchandise to be sold at her business, Tin Rust, of Harmony, Minnesota. The checks totaled over $32,000. In June of 2022, Jones was charged with eight counts of theft by swindle, three counts of theft, and three counts of issuing a dishonored check. In October of last year, Jones was convicted on one count of theft by swindle, two counts of theft, and one count of issuing a dishonored check. Friday, she was sentenced to 2 years, 3 months behind bars, with credit for 45 days already served. Jones still faces charges of first-degree arson and animal abuse in Allamaquia County after she was accused of setting fire to her walk-on business, Tin Rust & Harmony, in February 2022. A dog also died in the fire, which destroyed Jones's building and heavily damaged an adjacent building. She is scheduled for a hearing today in Allamaquia County District Court to determine a new trial date in that case. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.